Amid the sounds of the grain grinder, the stainless steel tanks at Weathered Ground Brewery stand like sentinels. Inside, almost 3,000 gallons of soon-to-be beer are fermenting, and another 1,000 gallons age in oak barrels nearby. A typical day at their facility in Coolidge, West Virginia starts with malted grains. They are ground, and then a conveyor system transports them overhead into a large vessel called a mash tun, that's T-U-N, where they soak in hot water. For Sam Fonda, the co-owner and master brewer, after that, the brewing really begins.
It's called wort at the moment, it's not beer yet, but we'll boil that and add some hops, and then after we've boiled it for about 90 minutes, we will cool it down and send it to a fermenter.
That beer, a pale ale that will be flavored with coffee, will be available soon. Others may age for a year or more before they are ready to drink. In addition to the basics, small craft brewers all over the region are experimenting with locally sourced ingredients to give their beers a unique flavor. Weathered Ground buys malted grains from the mountains of North Carolina, as well as hops, fruit, and flavorings from local farmers. Working with his neighbors is a source of pride for Sam.
That's why using local is so much fun, because you can have this personal relationship with your suppliers. It's almost always more expensive, sometimes double. But that's kind of the price you pay for doing what you want to do. We're happy to pay a little bit more for the flavor that we're going for, as well as for supporting local.
One of their local suppliers is J.R. Ward, a hop farmer and full-time underground coal miner who lives just 20 miles or so down the road in Fairdale. J.R. loves the farm he's built with 3,000 square feet of vegetable garden and a quarter acre of hops.
Years ago, I couldn't tell you what a hop was. Didn't even know what it looked like. Did not like craft beer. Then what really made me gun for it was a few years ago, we had the layoffs in the mines and the hard times. And I never want to leave here because this is just a piece of heaven to me. It's beautiful land. I just started looking into stuff, and just hops caught my attention.
The hops he discovered are an expanding part of his business. He currently supplies Weathered Ground with enough hops for 440 gallons of beer in two batches. Starting next year, he plans to expand to 5 full acres of hop yard on his property and is working with a friend to plant an additional 5 acres on a nearby farm. That will make Lost Ridge Farms one of the largest hop growers in the state. But being the biggest isn't what it's really about for JR.
It's just a sense of community to me. You can go to a brewery and be like, hey, man, that guy right down the road grew them hops that's in this beer. That's pretty awesome.
Weathered Ground brews two beers with JR's hops. The first is Lost Ridge Pale Ale, named for JR's farm. The second is a nod to JR's other job. It's called Hop Farm and Miner. JR processes all of his hops on site, ensuring they're as fresh as possible.
We do everything right here. I have a pellet mill, I have a hammer mill. I built my own dryers. I have a harvester. So we're set up. And we're the only people in the state that has all that equipment.
JR got the equipment through the state. It is available to anyone who wants to come in and use it. They just have to make an appointment. Besides hops, Weathered Ground sources local fruits and just about anything that tastes good, according to Sam Fonda.
We brewed an IPA a few weeks ago with birch branches, and the flavor that comes from birch is just unreal. A lot of people don't think about that kind of thing when they think about beer, but back in the day, that's kind of what beer was what materials do you have on hand.
Sam was one of many West Virginia attendees at a meeting in April called CRAFT, a farm-to-bottle summit, organized by the Robert C. Byrd Institute in Huntington. Attendees at the summit included farmers and beverage makers from all over the state. Changes to state laws in recent years have made it easier for bottlers and manufacturers to open new businesses, according to Bill Woodrum, the Director of Entrepreneurship for RCBI, and one of the organizers of the event.
The kind of next step we see for that is helping those local bottlers, whether it's anything from kombucha to soft drinks to beer, wine, spirits, to be able to identify local sources for their product.
When Weathered Ground brewed an Imperial Stout recently, they used all Appalachian ingredients.
That beer is actually brewed with Riverbend malt and buckwheat from Epiphany Malt Company in North Carolina. And we used maple syrup in the boil, and then it sat in cider barrels from Hawk Knob Cidery with peaches grown in West Virginia. It's a very Appalachian-forward wild ale.
There is a growing movement throughout Appalachia for beverage makers to use locally sourced ingredients. It may cost more, but brewers like Sam Fonda believe in the process, and so far they've been successful using that business model. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Eric Douglas.